Jesus is at his last supper, his last meal with his followers, his disciples. And he has been washing the feet of those disciples, and he's about to feed them with his body and blood. So this very intimate setting of Jesus, and with his acknowledgement that I will be with you just a brief time now, sets the stage for his instruction. Children, I'll be with you just a little while. I give you a new commandment, love one another. As I have loved you, love one another. We've all played that through our minds and hearts, that the greatest commandment, what is the greatest commandment, says that man of wisdom. And Jesus replies, oh, the greatest commandment is love God, and the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. And he speaks not of commandments, but a single commandment, a linkage between love of God, neighbor, and of self. And here we have, as I have loved you, you also should love one another. It's strong, it's clear, and it's a challenging commandment. Go this direction. Don't get lost. Stay on the path. You may limp on the path, but you'll stay on the path, and you will move faster than the runner who goes off the path. I would like to reflect for a little, just briefly, on this, the greatest commandment, and clear away first some of the brush, some of the misunderstandings, perhaps, or the conventional takes we might have unconsciously given to this. It might be that we think that love and care for neighbor and of self is something like one another as I have liked you. That's kind of disappointing if Jesus has said that. Like one another as I have liked you. And we know that we don't like a lot of people. And so that would be really a tough, tough command, like people. And he didn't say, be nice to one another as I have been nice to you. I'm not opposed to being nice. And certainly we're not unwilling to like other people. But that doesn't cut to the chase. Others might have taken on, agree with one another as I have agreed with you. Well, that's impossible. We should look for links of commonality and ways in which we can have agreement in society of a peaceful nature. But agree with one another as I have agreed with you, that isn't what Jesus said. He didn't say the measure of your love should be niceness, or the measure of my love is care, is something of liking one another. So there's something deeper here and more profound that we all recognize this. And in some ways, this commandment is far more challenging than some of these sayings or conventions. It cuts very deeply that we are to love one another in the measure, in the way that Jesus loved us. And he says this after washing feet and preparing to offer his life for us and to leave with us a memory of his presence and his passage point and of his resurrection. That his glorification is the glorification of a cross. So my suggestion for us today, as we reflect on this refreshing, exhilarating, demanding, clear-cut, simple injunction of our Lord, is to know that as disciples, we are beginning discipleship. we are beginning a journey. And so this growth in this profound, deep love that God calls us to and has given us first, we must be patient as He is patient with us. And we can be open to that love, that showing of His love for us, the measure, if we simply start with an acceptance of who we are. We limp along the path. We're not marathon people. We are not racers or sprinters, but we are on the path. And as we have been accepted by the Lord, we can be open to a conversion. Day by day, single by single, time by time, person perhaps by person, circumstance by circumstance. An attitude, a conversion. Not to niceness, not to facile agreement, but to a profound willingness to be present to another in their weakness and in their frailty as He is present to us in our weakness and need for mercy. And thirdly, to accept the fact that there is a possibility of change. Call it hope. Nothing can hurt a kid so much as to say, "You're hopeless." Nothing can be said of us that ends a relationship as neatly as me saying to you, "You're hopeless." And so if we can be willing to accept within ourselves the compassionate love of God for us, as I have loved you, it is a key, it is an opening to the possibility that indeed we can have conversion of heart, sometimes preceded by conversion of mind. And following that, and because of that, because of His love, His kindness for us, we can have hope, not just for the neighbor who's a nuisance, but hope also for ourselves. And that's resurrection. It's continual, and it opens up and is challenging day by day in our road, in our path of discipleship. Let us be nourished today by these words of Jesus, comforting words, challenging words, and also be strengthened by the Eucharist that we share that keeps His memory as victor, who is with us, who chooses to keep His dwelling place with the human race. He will dwell with us, and we will be His people. May the name of the Lord be praised.